From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in India Wednesday, following meetings in Islamabad with Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi, amid concerns that Pakistan is not doing enough to end the harboring and support of terrorists.
We are committed to the war against terrorism.
Mr. Abbasi, in off-microphone remarks to reporters, insisted Pakistan was committed to the war against terror, adding his country has produced results. RAND Corporation analyst Rafiq Dosani was asked about those results.
And I think the biggest success over the last 12 months was the relationship with the army that had improved to the point where the two were tackling issues within Pakistan. Pakistan has been the biggest victim of terrorism on its own soil. And so its ability to control that and lend some stability to the country, I think, has been really very important.
Tillerson reportedly called on Islamabad to increase efforts to eradicate militants and terrorists operating within the country as a way to facilitate peace and stability in the region. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Tuesday arrived in Central African Republic to assess over 4 days the fragile security environment and paid tribute to the UN peacekeeping effort.
I'm very proud to be your colleague. I'm very proud to serve in the same United Nations where you serve. And I want to tell all of you, Blue Helmets, that we count on you to make the UN always more effective serving the people.
Guterres took part in a wreath-laying ceremony in honor of the dozen UN peacekeepers who've died so far this year in escalating militia violence. The UN chief will hold political talks and visit the violence-prone southeast town of Bangassou. This is VOA News. As the day approaches when the Spanish government is to impose direct rule on Catalonia over its independence drive, pro-secessionist leaders are considering a snap election to break the impasse. Catalan leaders are also planning a legal challenge to Madrid. Joan Coma is member of the pro-independence Popular Unity Party.
We are in a crucial week. For us, it's an important week to make the declaration of independence on Catalonia. And on the other side, we have the Spanish state that are trying to repress this political and democratic situation in Catalonia.
Madrid is expected to impose direct rule Friday. Thursday, the Catalan government is to meet to debate a response. The United States moved closer to condemning the crackdown in Myanmar, also known as Burma, as ethnic cleansing against the Rohingya Muslim minority. Patrick Murphy is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Southeast Asia.
There's no question in our minds that atrocities have been committed, and we will work with the international community and Burmese stakeholders to pursue all means available to hold accountable those responsible for these acts.
More than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled the western part of the country for Bangladesh since late August following insurgent attacks on Myanmar security forces. The U.S. is also considering targeted sanctions. Elections for president and parliament in Iraq's Kurdistan will be delayed 8 months after political parties failed to present candidates. An independence referendum was held in late September. The Iraqi government strongly opposes that vote and sent troops last week to seize Kurdish-held Kirkuk. The U.S. is resuming refugee admissions after a 120-day travel ban expired, but is adding new screening procedures and a 90-day review for people from 11 countries who may pose a potentially high risk. The names of the countries have not been released, although they are said to be mostly from the Middle East and Africa. Morocco's King Mohammed VI on Tuesday dismissed several ministers and other top officials for failing to improve the economy in the troubled northern Rif region, racked by protests sparked last October by the death of a fish vendor. At the same time, a protest organizer and several others went on trial in Casablanca. The Olympic torch for next year's South Korean Winter Games was lit Tuesday in ancient Olympia ahead of the February 9-25 sporting event. Among those on hand for the ceremonial lighting, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach.
The stage is set for the winter athletes of the world, and we are looking forward to a successful and great Olympic Games in Pyeongchang.
The Olympic flame will traverse Greece over 8 days and reach South Korea by November 1st. In World Series action, the National League champion Los Angeles Dodgers, despite heat in North American Major League Baseball late Tuesday, defeated the American League Houston Astros 3-1 in Game 1 of the best-of-seven series, Game 2 Wednesday in Los Angeles. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.